Hello and welcome to the award-winning Gutter. With me, your award-winning host, Rob Gutman. The award-winning Mo,
yes.
The award-winning Keo, and the man who's bagged Oscars, BAFTAs, everything. It's Adam Melia in the house.
Yeah.
And they're all itching to talk
about... It's award season too.
It's award season. I know. So you never know what will happen next. Missed out on the Oscars. I don't appreciate it. What sort of awards can things like the Gutter win? Could you get an Emmy for a Gutter in theory? Is that American or is that music? I don't pay any attention to them.
Best cinematography.
Yeah.
These days.
On these guys.
Yeah.
The guys behind the camera don't get the acclaim they deserve.
Yeah.
Oh, should we talk about transfers?
Yeah.
That's why we're here. That's why we're here, Keo. Well, we're going to start off by talking about contracts. Cause Ryan Gravenberch just signed one. Quite a big one, Keo. We've now got him for 6 more years. So the extension is 4 years. Feels wild, that, because normally if you've got someone's got 2 years left, you get a 2-year extension out. And this feels like Liverpool. Well, it's sending out some signals, I think, this contract. One, that we want to tie down good players for longer than they might have done in the past. So there's more risk attached to it, but also it keeps the assets safer because they can't just walk away so easily on a free. Let's put it this way. Ryan Gravenberch and his agent aren't planning 6 years ahead about his walking away on a free, whereas in other situations players might. The other interesting thing about it is there is reported money. It's about 100 million euros over 6 years, which I worked out in his call 100 million is about 270 grand a week. And I think that sets a marker for what we do next with other contracts.
It's big money.
Yeah.
I think there's a reason for the big money as well.
Yeah.
I think we've been, as you mentioned, walking away and players leaving when they're in the prime.
Yeah.
Liverpool are trying to avoid that.